Good morning to you all. A children's story. Yes, I didn't forget. When you came to church this morning in your parents' car, you probably went through something that was invented by a child, but you didn't know it. It's called a roundabout. Your daddy went through, or mummy, whoever drove into church this morning, went through a roundabout. It's normal. But what you didn't know was that in about 1958 or 59 in Germany, in a lounge room in Germany, a child invented it. A child. You say children can't think and can't do things. Well, they can. Let me tell you this little story. True story, because I saw it documented on the television. About 1958, 59, in a house in Germany one night, a father was sitting down after tea. This was before TV. Well before TV. And his child, I don't know whether it was a boy or a girl, it doesn't say, was playing on the carpet in the lounge room with matchbox toys, cars. And they had an intersection drawn up, an imaginary intersection. You know, with a thing, four roads coming together. Here, 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 and there. And the girl or boy had borrowed a plate. And they put the plate in the middle of the intersection. We know now it was a roundabout. And as he was sitting there watching that child, he or she was playing with cars, matchbox cars. And she was bringing the cars into the intersection, taking them around the roundabout and taking them out this way or that way or round this way. And this was a transport man. And all of a sudden the penny clicked. The penny dropped. He didn't say anything to the child. That wasn't necessary. But he was in the transport industry. And he just sat for a while and he probably thought, this might work. So he took the idea into the transport people in Germany and they must have experimented somewhere in a township or a roundabout. And so, as a result of that child doing that puzzle, playing with their matchbox cars on the floors that day in 1958 or 50 or 60, somewhere around that period, in Germany, we are lucky today to have a roundabout. The roundabouts came from a child's mind. Not an adult. So as children, I can say to you today that you are important because you might find a way of doing things where your parents can't see yet or do things. Or you might be put into a situation where you have to go somewhere or crawl through a hole in a wall or a cupboard to get something from mummy or daddy because they're too big. Sorry. That's the way it is. From that one particular idea of that child playing on the ground in the lounge room after tea one night before bed, we've got roundabouts. Just a simple little act of a child in about 1958 to 1960, about that area, on a floor and came the roundabout. Now the roundabouts is going to be something that I'm going to be sort of talking a little bit more about that today, in a way. But it's interesting to note that no matter what you are or who you are, Jesus can use you, even if you're a child. Now that's an interesting story. Now that was on the TV. They did a TV series a few months ago in the 50s, the 60s, the 40s, in the 1900s. They took it through 10 years at a time on the television. And one of the things that popped up on the TV screen in the 50s and 60s was that one particular thing. It was a child inventing the roundabout. Now one can say that we see people going through the roundabouts today on the right, yes. Sometimes they don't. But that's a true story.